This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Oh, baseball season's right around the corner, and some would say it's already here. Pitchers and catchers have reported. AJ Hinch joins us from down in Lakeland, sunny Lakeland, while we have a snowstorm here. AJ, good morning.
Good morning. The weather the last couple of weeks, it probably made you guys want baseball season to get here faster, I hope.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Can't wait to see the green grass when you guys take the field on the 22nd for that first game. It always gives me the hope that spring is right around the corner.
That's right. Some long winters, I know. I've been to Detroit a few times this winter, and still try to make some regular appearances, you know, in and around the park or at my house in Detroit. But, you know, we're down here in 90-degree weather. I probably shouldn't complain about how hot the first workout was.
Dehydrated, are you?
Yeah, you know, I had to get some sunscreen. I needed to make sure and find some shade, and had to be careful because Scuba was throwing like 96 mile an hour on the first day, and he looks ready to go.
You sound like you're in good spirits. Obviously, last year, playoffs, and now you guys add Flaherty back and Torres. Just what's your outlook as you guys get set for this season?
Yeah. No, I'm excited about this team, and a lot of it does have to do with, you know, the finish last year. I mean, I didn't like losing the last game that we played, but I'm just really enthusiastic about where we're headed and the foundation that was built. I mean, I'm balancing that with like, hey, don't look in the rearview mirror too much. We don't want to live in the past. We got to build it. You know, it's a different team. There's a few different names. I did joke with Flaherty that I'm not sure whether to put him in the returnee category or the new faces category, but we're going to put him in both, and had some fun with him introducing him to Lorenzo the other day, and we'll see him throw live BP to him at some point. And I just think we're, you know, there's a lot of work going on that is worth being excited about. And then the reality check will hit when we start playing these games and getting this team ready for a new season. You know, the challenge ahead is a grind of 162 games. And so you know, it's always great when you get down to camp and see the boys, you know, all together for the first time. Our whole camp is almost here. And so I think that's what brings some, you know, some enthusiasm around our team.
I know you don't see a lot of the guys throughout the course of the offseason, but the way that the season ended and the amazing run that you guys put together, you mentioned the last game, that the impact that that had on you guys. How much did you see that motivate and fuel the guys in the offseason?
Yeah, I think, well, first off, I think it galvanizes the team. I mean, I think when you look at across sports, I mean, you see what the Pistons are doing right now, what the Lions have done, what we've done, you know, those shared experiences are awesome. I mean, we celebrated together a couple times, once in Detroit when we clinched, you know, once in Houston when we swept that series, and those experiences, I mean, that matters, and it really brings the team together. And then now we return that entire team. We add to it with a few names, and you know, we try to capture that same togetherness that comes with winning. So, you know, I think from the offseason standpoint, the messaging has been the same. Like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, you know, this is, I'm entering my fifth season, we've been pounding these guys about you got to find ways to get better, and here's some paths to do it. And so, you know, Fett going to Oklahoma and seeing Jackson Job, or Robin Lund going down and seeing, you know, the group that's in Phoenix, or Michael Bedard traveled all over this offseason. We had the group in Detroit. I flew up and got to see a lot of the position players. You know, we're just going to keep chipping away at the development that's needed for us to continue the rise. There's a lot of talent coming, but there's a lot of things we can do in the big leagues to be better at it, so that we don't have to roll from 0.2% to 100% probability of making the playoffs. So it is a full-time job. It's a year-round job. It's game season and non-game season. There is no off season for us. But I love the fact I was in New York, you know, not too long ago, and Tarek Skubal's like running over to throw a bullpen at, I think it was at St. John's, and getting ready for the season. So our guys are all in, and that matters to me.
I want to break out an old A.J. Hinch quote. If you want to be part of it, then you'll come. If you don't, then we'll beat you. Does that apply with Alex Bregman picking the Red Sox?
Well, we beat him in Houston. So, yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, I think for us,
that's the answer.
You talk about awkward or hard is coming to a camp and multiple camps around the league where, you know, that's a topic about what's going on in free agency and obviously being tied to specific name. And you know, you never want to comment on guys that aren't in your camp, right? Or that aren't on board with you to come and be here. So I find it sort of hard to balance, like, of course it's competitive. Of course we're going to circle some games on the calendar. But we got a lot of work to do, and we have the group that's here, and it's awesome to see that. You know, this has never been about one player. It's never been about, you know, sort of the defining moment. It's, you know, we've, you know, adding Glaber, adding Jack, you know, adding Brebbia yesterday. We're, you know, obviously we've got to get Alex Cobb healthy, getting, you know, Jackson Job in the pole position to, you know, to potentially win a rotation spot. Like, those are still really exciting things. And, you know, given how late it is in the non-game season, off season, it bled into now having to handle that type of, you know, public, you know, sort of public situation, you know, during spring training. And that's sort of weird for me as a manager, and I'm sure it's for our team.
The impact that Bregman would have brought, we've spent so much time talking about it, not landing him. Clearly you guys were in pursuit of him. At least it's been reported you're in pursuit of him. Do you guys still need that right-handed bat that was discussed before the offseason?
You know, what we need is we need our guys to step up and continue this development. You know, I think this has been built on, you know, young players getting better. It's been built on young guys getting experience. And, of course, you're always trying to find ways to get better. And I'm not going to play into hypotheticals on sort of what it could have been like or would have been like or and things like
that's
that.
For us.
But obviously, that, and I understand that's part of it. But I do think that we need our guys to continue to say lockdown. It's funny, you know, yesterday, you know, it gets so competitive in these. Like, think about a day where in the morning I'm announcing that Alex Cobb is going to be late to the season. And so these 12 starting pitchers are sitting at their locker. Their phones light up because it's either they see it or their friends or family are sending, like, oh, there's not one spot open in the rotation. There's two. And everybody kind of, they're not happy that Alex Cobb got hurt, but they are paying attention to, like, opportunity that's ahead. In the afternoon, you have the reverse emotion when you sign John Brebbia to a major league contract. And Brev's been in the big leagues a long time. He's got really good stuff. He had flashes of being really good. And now you have a bunch of relievers who are wondering how they fit in. So welcome to the day of being a manager, where these range of emotions on this opportunity in the spring, they ebb and flow throughout your entire clubhouse. So the number one thing, I said this to our group yesterday, the number one thing you can control is control the strike zone. So we need our pitchers to throw strikes. We need our hitters to obviously be a step better than we've been in the past. And we're going to continue to build off that. So I have no issue with, you know, sort of all of this stuff playing out in the public unless it starts to distract us from what we got to do, which is get better.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And you mentioned the pitching staff. Are you excited about having the possibility of a five-man rotation? How much chaos will we possibly see like we saw at the end of last year?
So, you know, it's funny. I joked with the beat yesterday that, man, this is the first time you guys have told me we have too much starting pitching. You know, I got 12, 13 guys in the starting pitcher column in spring, and Fett's lining them up, and we're going to pair them up in spring and give them all a really good look. I mean, you know, obviously the Scooble, Flaherty, Olsen are probably pretty, you know, locked in where I don't know when they're going to pitch yet, but those are easy things to say, and it looks like we have some competition for the rest. And so, you know, one of the things that I do want to keep saying, I think I said this on the show last year, like, it was a strategy on how to best use our guys, which is the chaos. You know, I didn't plan. I kind of off the cuff said Tarik Skubal in pitching chaos. And so I'm going to try not to say like the three big boys and then the pitching chaos, because like we have a ton of really good arms and good pitching. And yes, we're going to start five pitchers in a row again, I promise, you know, but
we'll hold you to
but
it.
It's hard. You know what? I wouldn't knock whatever 30-11 or whatever it was in the process of utilizing our pitchers the best way we can. So at the end of the day, you know, other sports are the same way. It's that at the end of the day, you're trying to win that day's game, and we are going to deploy whatever strategy we think we can do. I'm not sure that tradition's always the best. We're going to try, obviously, to push our guys because it's easier, you know, kind of all the way around, and maybe even easier to digest. But when we use seven pitchers to beat the Astros in game two of the wild card series, there weren't a lot of complaints about utilizing that strategy.
Torkelson had an interesting quote yesterday. He was asked about kind of fixing his swing, and clearly it's a big year for Tork, or, you know, trying to bounce back. He said he's not going to even watch video. What was your reaction to that?
I think he's going to watch video. I don't think that's what he meant to be drawn from that. I think what he is saying, I wasn't there when he said it. I haven't talked to him about it. He's already reported, so he's doing his work with our group. I think what he's saying is he's trying to simplify and get as much stuff out of his head as he can. And so one of the things that Torque has battled over his few years here has been just a little bit of overanalysis or being obsessed with every single detail in the iPad or the video. He's going to watch video. Every one of these players does. I mean, that's how these guys can learn. I think going public with that, he's committing to like keeping it simple, you know, having a few cues and then going to work and not, you know, because sometimes, you watch too much video and you're going to break down success and failure. It's not just the failure. Like you're starting to criticize your success too, because, oh, I'm not in the perfect position, or, oh, look at this position. And you can still get a hit or hit the ball hard or swing at the right pitch. If you get too deep in the weeds with that, it can be counterproductive. And that's what he's saying. He's not saying like, hey, I'm never going to pick up the iPad, because you're going to see him probably even this spring on some footage with his head in an iPad. And that's not him going against his word, because he's just keeping it in perspective.
What are some of the things that you're directing Colt Keith, or the coach is directing Colt Keith to do and think about in his move from second to first?
A lot of it is just learn the position and positioning and the angles. You know, at second base, you have a little bit more time. You can kind of create your own hop by how you go after balls to your left or balls to your right, or even coming in or back. It's just a deeper position. Obviously, the balls that left-handers hit to first base, they're smoked pretty hard, or they have top spin, one of the two. Those are on polar opposite sides of how you play those plays. And so the bigger glove, the how to attack hops, the footwork around first base. I mean, we're gonna keep inching forward for him to learn the position that he started during the offseason. Him being here now is not the first time that he's done this drill work. Joey Cora has been in touch with him. He's asked a lot of questions. And if you want to hear a cool thing, is yesterday I walk out on field three. You know, we have our position players that are early reports. And you know who's given him a ton of advice was Spencer Torkelson. Mm. Like they were manning the position together and some of the ins and outs of it. So I think with Colt, it's going to be a work in progress, because it's new and games are going to be new. And, you know, he's going to things are going to speed up a little bit at the beginning of camp. And then I expect it to smooth out over time. And he can make the plays that he needs to make and give us as much optionality as we can.
Talking to Tiger manager AJ Hinch. One last question we had to ask at some point about Javi Baez. What's his role in 2025?
Well, his first goal is to get healthy. You know, and I know I got to delay my answer to that based on his health. You know, Javi has had a good offseason. He's worked hard. He's, I think his weight's down a little bit. He's been very diligent in communicating with us. And, you know, as baseball activity has picked up, you know, his enthusiasm has picked up as well. And then we've got to see him healthy. He's not going to report to camp at full strength. The running is going to be behind the other aspects. Like, I mean, you're going to see footage of us. You're going to see him on the field making throws. You're going to see him taking live BP and doing all the things that look very normal. You just won't see a ton of sprinting at the very beginning, and he's not going to play in the first few games until we get his feet on the ground and get his running program in place. That is then going to lead to where things fit moving forward and how we put the puzzle together, you know, with whether it's playing time or roles or things like that. And I'm not ducking the question. I'm just being honest that I can't answer it until I see him healthy. Mm-hmm.
It's Tiger manager AJ Hinch. Hey, try not to get a sunburn down there.
Yeah, you guys stay warm. I'll be warm for you. Don't worry.
Thanks.
Looking forward to talking to you again all season. He's AJ Hinch. Thanks. Appreciate it. It's 97.1.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.